today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Hey, Mike, have you heard the...
No.
You've just got a cold little heart.
Hello, this is Mike Wagner. And if you go to the fest in Louisville, Kentucky, you will meet one Mr. Scott Parks, who is joining me today.
Hey, how's it going, Mike?
I am well. I see for today you have relocated outside.
I have, yes. It's a beautiful day here in Northwest Indiana, 68. The sun is out now. It was raining earlier today, but yeah, it's beautiful right now.
So if we hear the birds chirping in the background and whatnot, be not alarmed. They're not coming for Mr. Parks. He is
planes flying overhead sometimes, so you might hear that. So we'll see.
Fantastic! It looks a lovely day there. Nice day here too. But I'm not quite set up to get outside. I'm not lucky like you. So this week we've been covering bands haven't really been on the pod that much. Scott has graciously agreed to sit in. Patrick had some things come up. We were supposed to do these episodes, but I pinged Scott last night, and he was gracious to join me. And we've had a really nice couple episodes so far. And today we are going to talk about Michael Kiwanuka. Now, Scott, do you know anything about Michael Kiwanuka at all?
I know a little bit. I think he had a song that was a... did he have a song that was like a theme song to a show, I think?
Yes. I think Cold Little Heart. You asked me about these things, and like my kids make fun of me because it's like I have no sense of...
So I know of him. I've heard some of his music, but I've never really dug into... I think, what does he have, two or three albums? I've never really dug...
He has three albums. Yeah.
Never really dug into any of his albums. I've heard some of his songs, but I'm not intimately familiar with him. What I've heard, I've really enjoyed. So it'll be nice to hear some more of his stuff.
Okay, great. Just a bit of a background on him. I mean, again, the purpose of these episodes is not to be like this grand background on somebody, but to sort of give folks a taste of artists that may have slipped through, or you heard a couple things and like, you know, give a second listen to, and something that you'll come to enjoy as well. So we're just going to play some songs, but a quick background. He is a British singer. He was born to Ugandan parents who escaped the Idi Amin regime, and you can kind of feel in his work where that obviously would come into play. I think if you listen to the last two episodes, and after we play Michael Kiwanuka, you will sort of hear why I like him. He is a very sort of 70s soul sound based kind of artist. I don't like doing the thing where they're kind of like this, but I mean we're pattern seeking mammals, and that's kind of what we do. But you'll I think you'll hear it in there, sort of the 70s soul, sort of Bill Withers, I think is one of the closest things you'll come to hear in his voice. Just to go through his three albums. So he released an album in 2012 called Home Again. I adore this album. It's a very laid-back album, and it's just really, I think, a really beautiful album. We're going to play some songs from there. In 2016, he released Love and Hate, which is a much, much heavier album. Really turn, fantastic album. I think it's one of the best albums of the last 20 years.
And I think that is the album that has the song that I know.
Cold Little Heart.
Cold Little Heart from the TV show Big Little Lies. I know I watched that show with my wife, and I'm pretty sure that's on that album.
That's a fantastic song. And in 2019, he released an album called Kiwanuka. Now, actually, Scott and I were texting back and forth last night and sort of talking about these episodes. And we were just talking about general bands. And he asked me if I liked the band Salt. And I remember reading somewhere that he was involved with them. I mean, I know that's a very mysterious band. They don't really publicize who they are or anything of that. But I could have swore I read he was involved with that. Not that he was the main thing or anything like that, but if somebody knows better, please, you know, ping me and let me know. I'm kind of curious. Like, I looked it up on the other day and I didn't see anything, but I want to say I saw that somewhere one time, but I was always happy to be corrected. So, that's just a quick little flyover. Let's just kind of go through some songs. And really today, I just want to give you just some sampling of his songs and maybe something you'll go back to. I'm going to start with a song called I'm Getting Ready. Really low key, really beautiful song. You can hear it. You can hear how beautiful his voice is. And we'll just have a listen to this.
Oh my, I didn't know what it means to believe. Oh my, I didn't know what it means to believe. But if I hold on tight, is it true? Would you take care of all that I do? Oh Lord, I'm a getting ready to believe. Oh my, I didn't know how hard it would be. Oh
wow. I love that. That's that was surprising from what I've heard from him. It's not that. So I really dug that. It's got a little bit of 70s folk in there as well, and I really dug that.
It's a really heartwarming album. It's something I put on that's just, you know, I don't know. I just love the feel. I just love the whole feel of it. It's real. It's his, there's a depth to his voice that kind of, it touches me personally. I don't know what it is. I just, you know, certain things hit people differently. This one for me hits me a lot, very, very strongly. So, I just think that is just a really, really beautiful song. So,
yeah, I got a lot of Nick Drake there too. I don't know if you're familiar with Nick Drake, if you listen to any of his stuff, but, definitely was not you know, thinking that's what I was going to hear when you press play on that song, honestly.
Good. Let's do another one off that album. This one's called I'll Get Along.
That's really good. That's more along the lines of what I was thinking that he sounded like. You know, it's not the same as that as Cold Little Heart, but it's definitely, you know, different from that first song that we listened to. But I love them both equally. I'm definitely gonna have to start listening to more Michael Kiwanuka.
I just, like I said, this song, this album really is really fantastic, and I just can't say enough good stuff about this album. I really recommend people go have a listen to it, and it's a lovely beautiful album, and the whole thing is like this. And you know, I don't want to say, I you know, it's like you sort of offer it to folks, and if they like it, great. If they don't, that's fine too. So let's move on to the next album. And the opening track to this album is the song that Scott and I were talking about called Cold Little Heart. It's actually almost a 10-minute song, 9:57. And it's got this long, really, really long intro. It's very sort of a Pink Floyd-esque sort of intro. Obviously, I'm not going to play all of it, but let's go ahead and play a little of this.
Did you ever want it? Did you want it back? Did you ever fight it? All of the pain, so much pride running through my veins, bleeding, I'm bleeding, my cold.
That's so good. It's got a little bit of a reggae sound to his voice in that song, comparatively speaking to the, you know, first album. That first album, again, a little bit more folky, and this one, definitely different. But yeah, that's the song I had known from the HBO show, Big Little Lies, and it's a great song. I've never listened to the entire song, though, so, you know, that intro part is, what, about six minutes long. Five minutes long of an intro, and then it kind of builds up into the main part of the song. But yeah, it's really good.
This album, much, much harder edged and informed of the times. I mean, I think we all remember 2016. And I've heard some other places where he talks about this, and it took him a long time to put this album together. He worked really hard on it, and he struggled with some of the songs and how to, you know, construct them and how honest to be. And leading into the next song, which is very much one that he struggled with, and as I mentioned, he was born to Ugandan parents, and I think this song really reflects that.
I've been low, I've been high, I've been sold all my life. I've got nothing left to play, I've got nothing left to say. I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white. I'm in love, but I'm still sad. I found peace, but I'm not glad. All my nights and all my days, I've been trying the wrong way. I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world, I'm a black man in a white world. I feel like I've been here before, I feel that knocking on my door. I feel like I've been here before, I feel that knocking on my door. And I've lost it.
So good. Yeah, so good. I love that, how it starts just with his voice, and then you know, instruments just start to kind of build up into it. And yeah, it's really good. Yeah, the guitar sound was really cool too. It's that like 70s, you know, little, I don't even know what you would call it, but definitely got a 70s feel to that little guitar lick in the back.
You can really tell the different feel between the two albums, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I obviously I've just played you just two songs, but I think they're, you know, they're a fair representation of the tone and the of the albums. I do want to play one more from this album. These songs are a little bit longer, so they take a little bit longer to get into. But I'm just going to play you, obviously, just a little bit to give you a taste.
Standing now, calling all the people here to see the show. Calling for my demons now to let me go. I need something, give me something wonderful. I believe she won't take me somewhere I'm not supposed to. Can't steal the things that God has given me. No more pain and no more shame and misery. You can't take me down. You can't break me down. You can't take me down. You can't take me down. You can't break me down.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. It's so, again, it's way different than that first record, but it just works. It's really cool. I love the strings and it just, everything is awesome. I love it. His voice is incredible.
Yeah, I was just going to echo that very point. The voice is... His voice is really, really nice. Nice working in background vocals. I cannot recommend this album. It's not, as opposed to the first album, which is a really, I don't know, heartwarming listen, for lack of a better term. This is not. This is a tough listen. But it's.
Well, I can definitely see myself putting some of those songs from the first album on. We have like a summer playlist that we play at the pool. And so that one, you know, would be a good album to listen to, you know, hanging out on the beach or at your pool. I can't imagine putting many of these songs from Love and Hate on a pool listening playlist.
It is
playlist.
I will say it is from top to bottom. It is a great album, and I'm as Scott knows, I do not throw around that word lightly. I really can't recommend this album enough, but it is a tough listen. It's very honest, it's very good. But the quality is really great. We're going to talk about his last album. He released an album in 2019, and I have to say the album is good. It's not up to the other two. And he hasn't released anything since then, so I don't know. You know, I kind of tried to read and see if he's doing anything. Maybe I missed it, but it's a good album, and I do put it on every once in a while. But I tend to reach for the other two first. Let's just play this one and have a listen.
Fall, break your heart, watch you bleed. from the truth won't last. Talk about living in the past. Don't apologize.
Yeah, I like that one, but nowhere, like, I kind of would agree with you. Just based on that one song, it's definitely not, doesn't have what the other two albums or the songs that we've listened to. It doesn't have something that those have. You know, does that make sense? This one, it's good. That's a good song.
Again, it's like, it's good. It's just, I wanted to bring that in. Like, the album is worth listening, and I, you know, like, if I play the other two, and I'll put this one on too, you know, just, And it is a very honest effort. Like, he wasn't phoning it in. It's just I think what it speaks to is how hard it is to get to that next level of where everything comes together for a whole album. I mean, there's good songs on here, and I recommend listening to this.
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely add all of these to my Apple Music and give them a listen for sure.
Fantastic. The purpose of these episodes is just to sort of give a little bit of a flyover for folks, and maybe something that you hadn't heard or hadn't considered, or like, oh, I've heard that name. And it's, again, with so much music out there, the trick is to finding stuff that really speaks to you. So tomorrow we'll be back with yet one more of these. And if you want to comment on Michael Kiwanuka or whether the previous episodes... What is there, Scott? There's this Facebook thing.
Yeah. There's this Twitter. If that's still a thing, who knows how long that's going to be a thing.
Pay your $7 a month so Elon will promote your tweets.
But anybody listening knows how to get a hold of
they should.
Of Suburbs Pod. So.
Yes. I'm sure we'll get a call from Echo Park Jimmy. And I think that's it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed that. So we will be back tomorrow with another one. And I'm Mike Wagner.
And I'm Scott Parks.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
When I leave, don't you cry. When I'm dead and gone, will I hear your sigh?
It'll be funnier if you say it.